I myself was a dentist. I was proud to be a dentist. I did not hide the fact that I was a dentist. How are your teeth?
Many film critics and historians agree the portrayal of Doc Holliday in the 1994 film Wyatt Earp is one of the most realistic interpretations of him. He was a tall Georgia man with a southern drawl and very ill.
In Georgia, we were taught that a man should take pride in his work.
But did you know the Doc Holliday image we've come to know through items and souvenirs is really not him?
If you go on the internet and Google Doc Holliday, you'll find 8 or 9 pictures of that say it's Doc Holliday, and only 2 are correct.
Marshall Trimble is the Arizona State historian. He says one of those pictures is when he graduated dental school.
He doesn't look like a gunfighter at all. And then the one that was 1879, when he would have been in his early 30s, and it's so grainy you can't even tell who it is.
Doc Holliday's real name was John Henry Holliday. He came to Arizona in the late 1870s. Trimble says Doc Holliday was known to pack a knife and pistol, mostly because he was so sick with tuberculosis, he could barely hold up his fists to fight. His passion was gambling. Holliday came to Arizona to help the Earp brothers keep the peace in Cochise County during a time when ranchers and cattle rustlers were often at odds. But Holliday only stayed in Arizona for 3 years. Yep, you guessed it. He left right after the gunfight near the OK Corral.
It's just funny that as famous as he was at the time, there aren't more photographs.
But this hasn't stopped some people from claiming there are. Trimble says the other photographs on the web are of another Arizona man named John Escapul.
It is a very popular picture that's out there on the sales racks and curio stores and Old West stores. And the thing is we know who John Escapul was. He was in Tombstone, so he's got to be well known. But somebody just said later on, you know, years later, said that's Doc Holliday.
Trimble says even worse than misidentifying Doc Holliday is not knowing where he's buried. After the Tombstone gunfight, Holliday settled in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, and died there in 1887. Some say his burial site was lost. Others say the family in Georgia claimed his body and buried him back home. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.